Well, my focus really for the football team this week, and especially in December, is health and fundamentals. The health issue you can't do a lot about, but you just try to decrease the risk. And fundamentals, I think, is a challenge of every football team this year. And we extended our individual time in our padded practice today, and just staying on top of the footwork, hand placement, pad level, and just all the things that are so important to winning football, that you have a tendency to get a little sloppy if you let it get away from you in the month of December. And it's a challenge to do it, because obviously you don't want to beat up your football team to accomplish that. So that's something you got to find a good balance. But I thought our fundamental work was outstanding today. Brandon's had a back spasm, but I think he's going to be fine. He fought through it today, and the time off tomorrow will definitely help him. Trevor Bengus needed last play of practice yesterday, and came in today and had a bunch of stiffness and some limitation in his movement. So we had to sit him down today. Saturday's. The amount of work that we do, we'll probably test him and see where he is. But, he caught us a little off guard today. Once again, he banged it the last play of practice yesterday. I treated on it, throughout the afternoon and came in today and just had a lot of stiffness. I'm sorry? Nick did the jog through and really just stood back there and made all the calls today. Just with his calf and the nature of obviously Nick's position, we're just being cautious with him. Oh, absolutely. That's all part of it. The rest of recovery for your football team on a Friday, something that I gave a lot of thought when I was putting together the schedule. And, just having a Monday night game in Chicago, Pittsburgh back-to-back, those are three very physical football games, plus it's December. And I just felt if we could, adjust our schedule Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and accomplish the things that you normally do over Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I thought it would be in the best interest of our whole football operations, both personally and professionally. And I think this is something I've given a lot of thought to. And I like the way the work went today. I thought our practices the last 2 days have been outstanding. And I'm sure I was having a conversation after practice that consider giving the players off on Fridays as opposed to Tuesday, because the way they practiced today with a day off tomorrow, it was as good as it gets. I'll tell you, we looked like we were in training camp the way they were flying around. I like the way Josh Bell has fit in to our program. Very competitive, hard worker. It is an adjustment for any individual that comes in to a program as late as he has. I thought he did a real good job right away, making the adjustments that he needed to for special teams. And he had some tough moments in the Pittsburgh game, but he gives you a lot to work with. So we feel that he has a lot of good football ahead of him, and he's making the transition the best he can. And I like what I see. He's a hardworking young man. He's got a toughness to him, an attitude to him. So we're definitely going to give him some opportunities as we move ahead. Well, I really am. You never think you would do that as a head coach. You tell people not to come to work. But, I think the longer you're in this business, the more you realize the importance of stepping away from your desk. And with the amount of work that was accomplished Monday and Tuesday, and then, increasing the load Wednesday and Thursday, I feel very good about where we are in our week of preparation. And I've really encouraged players, coaches, support staff not to come in here tomorrow. They need to be with their families. That's the whole design of it from a personal standpoint. We will have treatments tomorrow for our injured players from 12 to 2, but other than that, we would encourage everybody not to be in the building. Well, there's a lot of facilitating, I guess you'd say, more on an individual basis. I know individual coaches, position coaches, always open their homes and so forth, because you definitely want someone, you know, to be, with family and friends on Christmas. Merry Christmas.